This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
But of course, it is also time for Voice of SMEs. And as usual, we'll be catching up with some of our SMEs today to find out what they've been up to over the last couple of months. And today we are catching up with Biotree Biotechnology. They specialize in creating food supplements as well as producing healthy nutritional beverages.
Yeah, they've been creating formulations for their B2B partners to sell under their own brands. And they swear by no additives, no preservatives, no flavoring, pesticide and herbicide free in its ready-to-drink products.
Now, we wanted to catch up with the Alliance BizSmart alumni and see how business has been during the pandemic, what's changed, and what have they learned during these times. We managed to catch up with Angeline Chu. Angeline, how has the MCO and the CMCO been treating you and the business of Biotree?
This particular period has been very interesting and special. It became very clear to us that our B2B business model needs to stand out more. So I'm upgrading myself in the areas of Google Ads and SEOs. These tools are very useful as we are refining our website to focus on the B2B business model. We also decluttered things that were not necessary and shifted our focus to our core offerings, which are the food supplements and healthy beverages. We also took time to communicate to our customers and prospects on our direction moving forward. Internally, we have a lean team and we do feel a sense of relief of not having to do any pay cuts or job retrenchment.
Right, and Angeline, up until the MCO was announced, how was business and what were the most recent developments for Biotree before the MCO?
At first, business was normal. But when the MCO first began, we were so uncertain because business just stopped. Then we were granted approval by MITI to operate at half capacity in April. We quickly put the necessary standard operating procedure in place so that we can have a safe working environment. We also took the opportunity to communicate with our team members the importance of personal hygiene, social distancing, and good immunity. Things pick up slowly since then, and now we are seeing more developments on our production side. Prior to the MCO, we brought in powder packing machine. So during this period, we learned how to use it, and we did some trial runs. At the same time, we studied on new ingredients and also created some new products. We were also very busy, and we were surprised that during this period, there were so many things to do. This was unexpected.
How has business changed during the pandemic? Have sales changed and are you seeing more or less sales revenue?
Initially, sales slowed down. As a manufacturer, working from home is not an option for us as we were not able to produce the products for our customers. So we used the time to reach out to our customers and take stock of the situation. Some of our customers also delayed their product launches due to the restrictions locally and internationally. But interestingly, from April, we saw a new direction in the form of inquiries from our B2B customers, especially product formulations that increases immunity. And thankfully, our B2C online sales increased due to the awareness to boost self-immunity.
Angeline, if the CMCO were to be extended even further, what contingency plans do you have in place?
We have put in efforts to step up on our product development by increasing the number of new formulations and product offerings for our B2B and B2C sales channels. We are also keeping in touch with our customers to see how we can add value to them during this period. We hope that these plans can prevent pay cuts for our team members. Besides that, we are also looking at some financing options right now.
Right. And what is the biggest challenge for you and your company as an entrepreneur during this period? Has it taught you anything new about yourself or entrepreneurship in general?
The biggest challenge for any business is always the cost. Our operating costs and cost of raw materials are also increasing, even during the MCO. As our partners are also going through this period of time, we decided not to push on scheduled sales, as we understand that our partners and collaborators were also having problems. And because our credibility is high with our clients, as well as our compassion, we did not have any cancellation of orders. Entrepreneurship to me is about innovation and contribution back to the society. Innovation without compassion is meaningless, so we will continue to integrate both.
Finally, Angeline, how has the Support Local initiative helped you, and how have you seen it help other Alliance Bank BizMart alumni?
It's very important to get our information out there, and we are grateful that Alliance Bank has given us the Support Local platform to share about our business. We learn about other businesses on the Support Local platform, and it's a good platform for SMEs like us to gain more awareness. We are still exploring on how we can better make use of this platform moving forward.
Thanks, Angeline. One of the Alliance BizSmart alumni there filling us in on how business has been during the pandemic and what they've learned. Of course, that was BioTree Biotechnology. This idea of like healthy food drinks and food supplements and all of that kind of stuff. Mm. I'm not entirely sure how much of this stuff I've been using for a long time, but I started taking supplements not too long ago, and I've found that it really has made a big difference to how I kind of, you know, get through the day in particular. Mm-hmm. I wake up and I pop a little pill and it helps me out throughout the day. What about you guys?
You're talking about stuff like the B12s and the iron.
I was never a real big believer in it, but you know, it's clearly makes a difference.
Yeah.
I don't know much about the drink side of things or like the food supplements, you know, where they talk about healthy foods and organic stuff, mainly because those things are significantly more expensive than the regular stuff you would get. So I haven't I haven't really scheduled any of those things for my diet. But I don't know, maybe moving forward.
I do take sort of supplements and pills and stuff every day. I take like a probiotic and I take some vitamins and then I move on with my life. I don't actually know if it's improved anything in particular, but it might just be a placebo effect sort of thing. But I have felt a lot better about myself recently in terms of how my body feels and how energetic I am. So I don't know, maybe it works.
I do know that BioTree, one of the big things that they push is for the fermented vinegar. And that was a big thing for a long time, that people take it and helps with their digestion and one thing or another.
Yep.
And apple cider vinegar was a big thing for a while as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I could never quite get on with it.
I love apple cider vinegar. I use it mainly for when it comes to vinegars in general, because I make a lot of salad vinaigrettes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So apple cider vinegar is another one that's super nice. Mm. And I think the fermented thing might have some sort of, probiotic elements
as
well.
Yeah, exactly.
So that might be good.
In fact, the kombucha kind of stuff. You see
Anything fermented is probably supposed to be good for your stomach, I think. Mm. That's the idea.
You know what I'm interested to know? I want to know if people are going to spend more for health supplements or stuff like health foods, organic foods, or are they going to cut down on the expenses during the pandemic and because, you know, they're worried about their jobs and their finances. So because they want to be more healthy, so obviously they need to spend more, but are they going to spend more?
I feel like it's split between two camps there. I think there are some people who, if they can afford it, they are going to sort of supplement and splash out for more healthy options if they can. I also know a lot of people have been cooking from home, so a lot of produce as well, a lot of organic produce has been flying off the shelves because you are cooking at home, so you want to maybe just make that a bit more healthy for yourself. But at the same time, I know that I've been also buying a lot of processed food, like junk food as well, and we have more crisps in the pantry than ever, so...
Right, on that note, let's take a short break. Music up from Ocean Colour Scene with the Riverboat song. We'll be back in just a few moments. Coming up at the top of the hour, of course, is the news, and we've got a bit of MSP for you coming up later. Don't go anywhere. This is Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.